Not really, no. I mean, unless, no, not ethnic groups. Now you have your like your class groups, where your income difference, groups where you would.
So you have the rich or
Yeah,
wealthy
rich,
sections and the
right.
poor. Let's see. You mentioned that you said it was 22nd Street, that a lot of the business and entertainment goes on for the black section. Is this more or less the a limited area? I mean, is this where most of their business will go on, or?
Well, business? No, their business is all over town. As far as they'll well, in other words, they're buying and they're shopping. They come into downtown, or they will go to different shopping malls, or to and they will go leave there to take care of business. Like a lot of them are in the taking care of people's yards, and so they'll be or they leave to go to work, to come in to town and to for their jobs and all. So but as far as like their like some of them have businesses on 22nd Street, like clothes stores or bars, lounges, pool tables, pool halls, and barbecue pits, place people that sell wood, for their fireplaces and stuff, and that type of thing. It's also the more the there's wholesale houses and stuff around there.
Okay, where do the rich people live?
There's a few sections that I'm aware of. There's, for one, there's Park Street section, which I think is the more affluent, is the most affluent would be. And
Well, what
there's
do you find there?
millionaires and industrialists type, at least good, like yacht builders, that type money, pretty big money, and whatever else, they happen to be bankers, attorneys, doctors, and all, that type of profession. Then there's another section, there's Smell Island, which is a lot of professionals, bankers, and stockbrokers, and that type, professional people, nice houses, country club people. In fact, there is a country club there, and then there's Allendale, has some nice homes in it, which is another section. And the Old South Side has a nice section too, which is a lot of, there's some big houses and money, and the Pinellas Point side. So it's not so concentrated.
Oh, so you have several areas.
There are several
Which
areas of where
ones?
there's, the wealthier, or the more well-off live.
Then, where do most of the other people live?
Well, starting from downtown, there's a radius of old frame houses or also apartments close to downtown, built like during when the town was growing really fast and are now old buildings, and they've turned into boarding houses and start there. That's where most of the elderly live because they're in walking distance. There's a lot of elderly population there. The this and there's your other neighborhoods going out from that are just families. Families, and they would be middle income, going further out. And then other areas, like if you get out more toward Pinellas Park and the Largo area, you start finding your more blue collar type people working, your the people that are being skilled, or semi-skilled, welders and plumbers, construction workers, and that line of work,
Okay. Could you maybe let me know some,